You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 49. We're continuing in the book of Exodus. We're finishing up some of the laws and commands that come from God. And then God sets up some festivals with very specific dates and things that are supposed to be done. And then, in a very big moment, Moses and a bunch of close guys next to him, some leaders, all get to see the Lord. I mean, they actually see God with their own eyes. And then God creates the Ten Commandments and hands them off to Moses. We're also continuing in the New Testament. And in the book of Mark, Jesus tells the story about a farmer and the seeds that he plants. And each of the seeds has a different fate that happens to them. Some fall on the path, some fall on the rocky soil, some fall in the weeds. And we get to hear all the different outcomes of what happens with these little seeds. But remember, it's not about seeds. It's about us and how we respond to the Lord's message. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Exodus 23. And God said,
"Don't tell lies about other people. If you are a witness in court, don't agree to lie for a bad person. Even if everyone else wants something that is wrong, you must not join them. Don't lie as a witness to please the crowd. Don't help them rob someone of justice. And don't try to help a poor person win a lawsuit just because that person is poor.
If you see a lost bull or donkey, you must return it to its owner, even if the owner is your enemy.
If you see an animal that cannot walk because it has too much to carry, you must stop and help that animal. You must help that animal, even if it belongs to one of your enemies.
And don't be unfair to those who are poor when they appear in court.
Be very careful. If you say that someone is guilty of something, don't make false charges against a person. Never allow innocent people to be killed as punishment for something they did not do.
Whoever kills an innocent person is evil, and I will not treat a guilty person as innocent.
If someone tries to pay you to agree with them when they are wrong, then don't accept that payment. A payment like that can blind judges so that they cannot see the truth. It can make good people tell lies.
You must never mistreat an immigrant. Remember, you know what it is like to be an immigrant. Because at one time, you were immigrants in the land of Egypt.
The seventh year and the seventh day. And plant seeds, harvest your crops, and work the ground for 6 years. But the seventh year must be a special time of rest for the land. Don't plant anything in your fields. If any crops grow there, allow the poor to have it, and allow the wild animals to eat the food that is left. You should do the same with your vineyards and with your fields of olive trees. Work for 6 days, but on the seventh day, rest. This will allow the slaves and foreigners who work for you a time to rest and relax, and your bulls and donkeys will also have a time of rest. Be sure that you obey all these laws. Don't worship other gods. You should not even speak their names. The Annual Festivals.
You will gather to celebrate 3 festivals each year to honor me. You must come to my special place to worship me during these festivals. The first festival is the Festival of Unleavened Bread. This is as I commanded you. During this time, you will eat bread that is made without yeast. This will continue for 7 days. You will do this during the month of Abib, because this is the time when you came out of Egypt, Everyone must bring an offering to me at that time.
The second festival will be the Festival of Harvest. This festival will be during the early summer when you begin harvesting the first crops that you planted in your fields.
The third festival will be the Festival of Shelter. This will be in the autumn when you finish gathering the rest of the crops from your fields.
So three times each year, all the men will come to the special place to be with the Lord God.
So three times each year, all the men will come to the special place to be with the Lord God.
When you kill an animal and offer its blood as a sacrifice, it must not include anything that has yeast in it. When you burn the fat for my sacrifice, don't let any of it remain until morning. When you gather your crops at harvest time, you should bring the first of everything you harvest to the house of the Lord your God.
You must not eat the meat from a young goat that is boiled in its mother's milk.
God will help Israel take their land.
I am sending an angel before you to protect you along the way and to lead you to the place that I have prepared for you. Obey the angel and follow him. Be careful in his presence and don't rebel against him. The angel will not forgive the wrong things you do to him. He has my power in him. If you listen to what he says and do everything I tell you, I will be an enemy to all your enemies. I will fight against everyone who is against you. My angel will lead you through the land. He will lead you against many different people. The Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites. But I will defeat all of them.
Don't worship their gods. Don't ever bow down to those gods. You must never live the way those people live. You must destroy their idols. And you must break the stones to help them remember their gods. You must serve the Lord your God.
If you do this, I will bless you with plenty of bread and water. I will take away all sickness from you. Your women will all be able to have babies. None of their babies will die of birth, and I will allow you to live long lives. When you fight against your enemies, I will send my great power before you. I will help you defeat all your enemies. The people who are against you will become confused in battle and run away. I will send the hornet in front of you. It will force your enemies to leave. The Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites will leave your country. But I will not force all of them out in just one year. If the people leave too quickly, the land will be left empty. And the wild animals will multiply, and you will be unable to control them all. So I will force people out slowly until there are enough of you to take over the land. I will give you all the land, from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert of Sinai to the Euphrates River. I will let you defeat the people living there and force them all to leave. You must not make any agreements with any of those people or their gods. Don't let them stay in your country. If you let them stay, it will be like a trap to you. It will cause you to sin against me, and you will begin worshiping their gods.
Exodus 24. God and Israel make their agreement. The Lord told Moses,
"You, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 leaders of Israel must come up the mountain and worship me from a distance. Then only Moses will come close to the Lord. The other men must not come close, and the rest of the people must not even come up the mountain."
Moses told the people all the rules and commands from the Lord. Then all the people said,
"We will obey all the commands that the Lord has spoken."
So Moses wrote down all the commands of the Lord. The next morning he got up early and built an altar near the bottom of the mountain. And he set up 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Then Moses sent young Israelite men to offer sacrifices. These men offered bulls to the Lord as burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Moses saved the blood from these animals. He put half of the blood in bowls, and he splashed the other half of the blood on the altar. Moses read the scroll with the special agreement written on it. He read the agreement so that all the people could hear it. And the people said,
"We have heard all the laws that the Lord has given us, and we agreed to obey them faithfully."
Then Moses held the bowls full of the blood from the sacrifices. He splashed that blood on the people. He said, "This blood shows that the Lord has made a special agreement with you. The laws God gave you explain the agreement." Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 leaders of Israel went up the mountain. On the mountain, these men saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was a pavement that looked like sapphire, as clear as the sky. These leaders of Israel saw God, but God did not destroy them. They all ate and drank together. The Lord said to Moses,
"Come to me on the mountain. I've written my teachings and laws on 2 stone tablets. These teachings and laws are for the people. I will give these stone tablets to you."
So Moses and his assistant Joshua went up the mountain of God. Moses said to the leader, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. While I am gone, Aaron and Hur will rule over you. Go to them if anyone has a problem." Then Moses went up the mountain. A cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord came down on Mount Sinai. The cloud covered the mountain for 6 days. On the 7th day, the Lord spoke to Moses from the cloud. Israelites could see the glory of the Lord. It was like a fire burning on top of the mountain. Then Moses went higher up the mountain into the cloud. He was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. Jesus' followers are his true family. Then Jesus' mothers and brothers came. They stood outside and sent someone in to tell him to come out. Many people were sitting around Jesus. They said to him,
"Your mother, your brothers, and your sisters are outside asking for you."
Jesus answered them, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Then he looked at the people sitting around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. My true brother and sister and mother are those who do what God wants." Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 29. A story about a farmer sowing seed. Another time, Jesus began teaching by the lake, and a large crowd gathered around him. He got into a boat so that he could sit and teach from the lake. All the people stayed on the shore near the water. Jesus used stories to teach them many things. One of his lessons included this story. Listen! A farmer went out to sow seed. While he was scattering the seed, some of it fell on the path. The birds came and ate all that seed. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where there was not enough soil. It grew quickly there because the soil was not deep. But when the sun rose, the plants were burned. They died because they did not have deep roots. Some other seed fell among thorny weeds. The weeds grew up and slowed the growth of the good plants, so they did not make grain. But some of the seed fell on good ground. There it began to grow, and it made grain. Some plants made 30 times more grain, some 60 times more, and some 100 times more. Then Jesus said, "You people who hear me, listen!" Later, when Jesus was away from the people, the 12 apostles and his other followers asked him about the stories. And Jesus said, "God has allowed you to know the secret truth about God's kingdom. But to those other people, I tell everything by using stories. I do this so that they will look and look, but not really see. They will listen and listen, but not understand. If they understood, they might turn to me, and I would forgive you. Then Jesus said to the fathers, do you understand this story? If you don't, how will you understand any story? The farmer is like someone who spreads God's teaching like seed. Sometimes the seed falls on the path. This is like some people who hear the teaching of God. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the teaching that was planted in them. Other people are like the seed planted on the rocky ground. They're happy to hear the teaching and accept it at once, but they don't allow it to go deep into their lives. They keep it only a short time. As soon as trouble or persecution comes because of the teaching they accepted, they give up. Others are like the seed planted among the thorny weeds. They hear the teaching, but their lives become full of other things, the worries of this life, the love for money, and everything else they want. This slows the growth of the teaching, so it does not produce good results in their lives. And others, like the seed planted on the good ground, they hear the teaching and accept it. Then they grow and produce a good crop, sometimes 30 times more, sometimes 60 times more, and sometimes 100 times more. Then Jesus said to them, you don't take a lamp and hide it under a bowl or a bed, do you? Of course not. You put it on a lampstand. Everything that is hidden will be made clear. Every secret thing will be made known. You people who hear me, listen. Think carefully about what you are hearing. The more attention you give, the more understanding you will have. You will be given even more. The people who have some understanding will receive more, but those who do not have much will lose even the small amount they have. Then Jesus said, God's kingdom is like a man who plants seed in the ground. The seed begins to grow. It grows night and day. It doesn't matter whether the man is sleeping or awake, the seed still grows. He doesn't know how it happens. Without any help, the ground produces grain. First the plant grows, then the head, and then all the grain in the head. When the grain is ready, the man cuts it. This is the harvest time. Psalm chapter 22, verses 22 to 31. I will tell my people about you. I will praise you when they come together. Praise the Lord, all you who worship him. Honor him, you descendants of Jacob. Fear and respect him, all you people of Israel. He does not ignore those who need help. He does not hate them. He does not turn away from them. He listens when they cry for help. Lord, when all your people come together, you will give me words of praise. Among those who honor you, I will do all that I promised. Poor people, come eat and be satisfied. You who have come looking for the Lord, praise him. May your hearts be happy forever. All those who live in faraway places will think about what the Lord has done and will turn to him. May the people of all the nations bow down and worship to him, because the Lord is king. And he rules the nations. All who are alive and well here on earth will enjoy a meal and worship before the Lord. All who are on their way to the grave or already there will bow down and worship before him. Our descendants will serve him. Those who are not yet born will be told about the Lord. Each generation will tell their children about the good things he has done. Thank you, everyone. That was day 49. Join us for day 50. We learn about the box of the agreement, or the Ark of the Covenant. And then the Hebrew people start building a home for the Lord, or a holy tent to be more exact. And there's a whole bunch of furniture that needs to go in there. And God's going to go into all the details. And in the book of Mark, There's a very intense scene with a man who has so many evil spirits that the people have to keep him tied up. But even then, he breaks through chains. How will Jesus deal with a man possessed by thousands of demons? We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.